It's time for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal. 25-year-old Sean Ebel is a young river guide at Dinosaur River Expeditions in Vernal. At the StoryCorps booth, he asked his employer and friend, Tyler Callantine, about his time on the water and what river guiding means to him.
You've been a river guide for 22 years? When did that start?
Ever since I was little, I was always very drawn to being outside. As soon as my dad would start taking me, I'd go with him fishing and hunting. And one of my heroes is my mom's dad, my grandpa, Av Key. He started boating way back in the early 1900s. And so ever since I was little, you know, I was around these river stories. So I was always just captivated by the idea of boats on the river and being out there for 4 or 5, 6 days. And
so what age did you start guiding?
I started applying for a guiding position when I was 18, and that was my goal at that time, become a river guide. Wasn't a position, and I finally just begged. I said, I'll sweep the shop, empty trash cans, wash the vehicles. The next day was on a 5-day Yampa River trip. Went out, and I was totally enamored. Just put all my effort into doing the best job possible, and that was the start of it. Been here ever since.
Yeah, you own Dinosaur River Expeditions, and you guys are a true mom and pop. Is it like you imagined it would be?
You know, big part of it, yeah. So it's just Jen and I owning it. We're the only locally owned outfitters in Vernal, Utah that run trips to Dinosaur Monument. So we're very connected to the trips and the clients that come on the trips.
You told me about a trip you did, and you had two little old ladies on your boat.
Two ladies were crossing stuff off their bucket list. They were in their mid-80s. They would just sit down in the back of the boat, hang on, and strap their little walkers in, and big water Yampa, so the whole time we were taking kind of conservative runs with them. I didn't want to throw them out of the boat. We finally got down to Warm Springs Rapid, you know, one of the biggest rapids on the Yampa, and I was super nervous because I didn't want to dump the boat, throw these two ladies out in that big cold water, and ended up making a great run and got through, and I was super excited, and they looked at me, that was it? You got us all worked up over that? We were thinking we were going to get wet and big waves, and we're in our 80s. That's what we're here for. And so right after Warm Springs is Surprise Rapid. And so I turned the boat around, and right in the heart of Surprise, the whole boat got completely drenched, took the biggest ride we could take, and those two ladies were so excited by it. So the rest of the trip was spent going after the biggest waves we could find and, you know, whatever wave, whatever hole we could hit, and they loved it. It was funny.
We often talk about the Tyler Callantine School of Patience, because you just never seem to get overly riled up about anything. You're always excited. It might be just nuking rain and snow while we're out on the water, and you're like, yeah, the weather's a little gnarly, but I'm having fun. What's something really important you'd pass on to us?
You know, I always think it's the little details. You're always going to have good runs, bad runs. You can have good weather, bad weather, but I think it's the little components of a river trip. I'm probably most captivated and enthusiastic about the calm sections on the river, the flat water, and showing people how beautiful Dinosaur National Monument is. You know, maybe going for a side hike and seeing a cool waterfall that very few people get to see, or some Native American rock art that's, you know, hard to access. And I think for me, that's the draw. It's the ability to see a place that you can't just drive to.
These conversations were recorded at the StoryCorps booth in Vernal and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps project is made possible in part by our members and MemoryMark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at MemoryMark.com.